Good morning, Houston, and welcome to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Each Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m., we'll share with you practical preventive medicine, steps that you can take starting right away to regain and maintain better health. We're thrilled that you have so warmly received our show that Star 790 KBME invited us to share with you for a full hour each Saturday morning, starting at 6 a.m. Please invite your friends and family to tune their dial to Star 790. Each week we'll update you on books you need to read, whether written by me or by one of my many friends in what's called complementary or integrative medicine. We'll update you on what you need to know to stay healthier today, and we'll share interviews with patients and with experts. Get your pen and paper ready now so you won't miss ideas that you want to remember, and write down topics that you'd like to hear more about, authors and experts you'd like for me to interview for you, so you remember to share these with us for future programs. We'll be talking about what you can do to get out of your pain and get on with your life. I've researched and practiced here in metropolitan Houston for 25 years, never believing that you're suffering from a deficiency of one or more drugs, or that an operation is probably the best answer. Whatever ails you, God built your system to repair itself and restore more normal function. And that, in a nutshell, is the whole buzz on the topic of alternative or holistic medicine that you've been hearing about these past few years. Drugs and surgery can be helpful, but true natural healing depends on three factors. First, find what's blocking you from feeling better and remove it. Second, find what trace factors you might be missing but you need for repair and provide them. And third, find what switches need to be turned on, then turn them on. We'll share practical pointers to help you improve with the most common problems seen in doctors' offices, practical preventive medicine updates to help reduce your risk factors for the most serious diseases that claim our comfort and then our lives, and practical ways to reduce your risks and improve your results with drugs and surgery that you might need. As I've said for years, when life is your choice, failure is not an option. So learn more today on how you can succeed. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us in chapter 1, verse 9, that there is no new thing under the sun. So let's see what we might learn from those who've walked the path ahead of us. James Vuokolo, a physician, said, "Some folks go through life pleased that the glass is half full. Others spend lifetimes lamenting that it's half empty. The truth is, there is a glass with a certain volume of liquid in it. From there, it's up to you." And indeed, it is up to you, and the choice is yours for better health. And that's why we talk about what you can do, even though you might never have heard about this before. Let's turn our attention to a common problem, which we'll review today as a significant symptom, and it's something called GERD. Now, it almost sounds like the name for a dinosaur, but that's actually gastroesophageal reflux disease. And if you haven't heard about it on television, then you haven't been watching enough, because everybody wants to talk about GERD. It seems like this is a suddenly new discovered disease. And indeed, it actually is one of our lifestyle, because as we eat more foods and sit around more and suffer more with constipation, which we talked about last week, we increase the pressure in our gut, in other words, in our belly, and as we do so, we stress the valve that comes down for the swallowing tube. From your mouth, there's a swallowing tube that comes down, and it passes through an opening in your diaphragm, your breathing muscle, that separates your breathing cavity from your belly cavity. And indeed, that area is not actually like a valve, like people think of a door, but it's just an opening that just has muscle pressure around it. So as you increase the pressure down below, then you have a tendency to squirt stomach acid up into the esophagus, the swallowing tube. And that does not have the same protective coating. In your stomach, you have kind of a rubber cement coating to keep you from digesting yourself. And you don't have that in the swallowing tube, since it shouldn't normally need it. Now, the signs and symptoms of GERD are like heartburn, which is epigastric distress, right up in the center part of your belly, about 70 to 85% of the time. Some people even feel a little food moving in there, like it's uncomfortable, and have some difficulty swallowing up to 20% of the time. People get an angina-like or heart-like chest pain, and that's because the nerves that are reporting that from the esophagus, the swallowing tube, is the same channel of nerves that also reports heart discomfort. Some people even trigger kind of like an asthma or difficulty breathing. Others will report a laryngitis or some sort of hoarseness with their breath or a chronic cough. In infants, there's all sorts of problems where they frequently will throw up their meals and have difficulty thriving or even difficulty breathing. Now, we've talked about pressure being the problem here, that it kind of opens or spreads that opening at the bottom of the swallowing tube where it enters the stomach. But there can be other problems. People who've been pregnant know about that, that swelling in your belly that creates increased pressure, and then hormone changes that make it even more difficult for that area to maintain what we call tone, or the muscle strength that helps close the zone. There can also be diseases like scleroderma, one of the unusual immune system disorders. You can have an acid hypersecretion. Now, you know, when we talk about hypersecretion, we're often thinking that, oh, well, I have an acid stomach. But that's not actually true. You're supposed to have an acid stomach. That's how you digest your foods. God gave us acid in order to do the first step of digestion in the stomach. But there are people who have an excessive amount of acid that are unusual, and it's a specific disease syndrome. And there are some other little problems that can come along with that. So when you have problems like this, the question is, what should you do? Well, everyone wants to reach for an antacid. And if you'll notice, a lot of things in medicine come with ant as part of them. That means against. Antacids, antihypertensives, anti-pain medication, and so on. What we do often is shut down normal body processes by doing this. And when we do that, we stop things, for instance, digestion of food. You need acid in order to prepare your proteins for digestion, in order to prepare your minerals for digestion. So people are using the chronic medications, that means frequent, that means daily or almost daily medications to shut down this acid burning in their lower gut, or their lower esophagus, their upper gut. Those folks are stopping their digestive processes, and that's important. Because you see, when you take your car to the shop, they take it over to the, need for parts over to the parts department, exchange them out, get new parts and put them on. But when you need new parts for repair, what you're talking about is digesting food, chopping up those food parts and rearranging them into new people parts. So when you stop the process by buffering the stomach using an antacid, then you are interrupting your digestion, and that gets you in trouble. Same thing happens when you take the fancy medications, the Zantac and Pepcid and so on. And we're going to talk in the future about our specific ways of helping this. And there are three things you need to remember, and we'll discuss them later. One is the use of aloe vera, the wonderful medicinal plant. Another is papaya, which helps to do gentle relief of discomfort. And the other thing in an upcoming program, we're going to talk about treating yeast. Because it turns out when you splash acid in the swallowing tube, what we think is happening is you endanger those tissues. And when you do that, what you're creating is an injured zone that grows a fungus or yeast. And if you never treat that, that area remains upset and uncomfortable. And of course, one of the reasons that people use anti-inflammatory medications is because they have pain. Everybody knows the story. If you have pain, you noop it. And so folks who are frequently taking anti-inflammatory medications for pain end up with a great deal of discomfort in their belly and start taking antacids. And that's one of the reasons we wanted to discuss GERD today, because there's lots of ways to get in trouble with that problem. Now, one of the things that people have pain for is a painful neck. And we've got a story here from JB. This comes from over 10 years ago from Huffman. He says, I came here with a stiff neck and lots of pulling on both sides of my neck, down, in, and under my shoulder blades. I'm unable to sleep at night. Instead of tossing and turning and waking up with a tension headache, I also later developed migraine headaches, but now I'm able to sleep well, and I'm also able to take and handle business a lot better. And he says, my wife has noticed the tremendous change so much, she has an appointment today with Dr. Trowbridge. I love the way I enjoy more of my precious sons and daughters. Now, that's a patient who had pain that was getting in the way constantly in his life. And we have for you a patient today who had the same treatment program that EH had. And what we're going to talk about is how to get better with that kind of problem. Now, when we talk about getting better, we're talking about serious things, about really getting better. The time is about 10 past the hour, and you're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Your extended health forecast is brought to you now by Life Celebrating Health in Humble, near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Our crystal ball shows clear to partly cloudy with the winds of change blowing. If you're choosing to make changes to regain and maintain better health, sunny skies are coming your way. If you don't know what you can do, or if you're not changing anything and simply hoping for the best because you've been feeling good, no problems, then partly cloudy to stormy skies are on your horizon. At Life Celebrating Health, you can depend on us as partners in your health care, and we'll design personalized programs to help keep your days sunny. Call for a telephone consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. 1-800-FIX-PAIN. Ask to receive our free e-newsletter. Just share with us your email address or send your questions to us through our internet website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Because unlike the weather, you do have choices for better health. Now, I promised you a patient who had had the treatment for neck pain. We're glad to be joining today with Deborah Weeks from Lake Charles, Louisiana. Deborah?
Hi.
Hi there. How are you today?
I'm great.
Isn't that wonderful? Because you weren't great in the past.
That's absolutely correct.
Tell us a little bit about how you got in trouble with your neck.
Okay. In August of 1994, I was involved in an automobile accident. I was hit by two different cars on two different sides. And after going through extensive therapy, thinking I had whiplash, after 6 months, they decided that a myelogram would be indicated to find out if there was anything else going on. And at that time, they realized that I had two crushed vertebrae in my neck. And the choices that I were given were a real excruciating and involved surgery. So thanks to my mother and a tape of you on the, I think, TV4 broadcast, she recommended that I try your office. And, gosh, you've been like an angel in my life. I've had treatment since 1998. And I am functioning normally again. I dance competitively. I have a great life, thanks to you.
Well, actually, that's thanks to the healing that God built inside every one of our bodies, you know, Deborah.
Right.
The idea is that we can repair most things that bug us, that bother us, if we only know how to get out of the way and let the body do that. But, you know, anti-inflammatories stop the healing process. The drugs like cortisone and Nuprin and any of the fancy, what we call NSAIDs, or non-steroid, non-cortisone anti-inflammatories, and they stop the very first step in healing. And I'm sure that's what your doctors were trying to prescribe in the beginning.
Absolutely. I lived on those. I was calling in for a refill before the prescription ran out because I felt like that was the only way I could get by a day. However, you introduced me to the fact that I was not to take any more of those, and my life has certainly turned around since then.
We're talking a major turnaround, aren't we?
A major turnaround. I missed 2 months of work. I was totally incapacitated. I probably didn't function but at 10%. And I would get better, but then I would get really bad again after only a day or so. And they couldn't understand why I couldn't be stabilized. Well, it was because of the crushed vertebra in my neck. Since starting treatment, and you were very honest with me at the own start. You said you didn't know that this would work, but that we would give it a try. And it's not only worked, it's worked like I'm 95% back to where I need to be. I pain is not the normal part of my life, it's the exception now. The RT, to me, is the greatest thing in the whole wide world. I wish that everyone could know about it because it has certainly changed my life. My alternatives would have been surgery with a plate and two metal screws, and I've talked to so many people that have chosen that avenue, and they don't have any quality of life now. I have a wonderful life. I work full-time, and I dance competitively on the country western circuit, and I just, you and your facility and your treatment have enabled me to have a life, and I'm so excited about that.
It is kind of exciting, isn't
it? It's very exciting.
Now, when you say you dance, you're kind of being shy about telling us. What's the most recent award you've won?
Well, I dance on the UCWDC Country Western Circuit, and I dance with a new dance partner this year from Huntsville, Texas. And we have been winning every event that we've gone to this year. It's been really, really exciting. I probably spend 20 hours or more on the dance floor each week, and I could not have done that if it hadn't been for the RT treatment and all the great things that have happened in my life since 1998.
Well, you certainly weren't doing that back then.
Oh, no, no.
As a matter of fact, I have a letter here from your chiropractor. He talks about headaches and neck pain extending into the shoulders, arm pain, arm numbness, mid-back pain, low back pain. Was that you?
Yes, that was me, and I was having treatment every day. I had massage, deep tissue massage, chiropractic, physical therapy. I had everything that, all kind of drugs. I mean, I lived on pain medicine and anti-inflammatory medicine just to get by the day, and it was just getting by the day. I was having no kind of life. And when it got so bad that I started considering the surgery, my mom intervened and she showed me this tape that she had recorded from a TV show that you had been on, and she said it's worth a try. So I drove to Houston and met you for the first time, and you were quite candid with me. You said you didn't know if your treatment would relieve all of my symptoms, but that we would give 6 treatments a try, which we did. And I was so encouraged because I woke up after the first treatment and I felt my arms were not numb. That was the first morning in 3 years that I had woke up without both arms being totally numb. So I was very encouraged. That went away, that good thing went away, but it started coming back after each treatment and lasting longer and longer. And now I see you, what, once a year, twice a year? it's just amazing, the progress that I have made.
You know, it really is amazing, Deborah, and I think you've used the term RT, which is what we call it in the office, and I'm going to take a moment to explain that.
Sure.
It's called reconstructive therapy. Now, that's not reconstructive surgery. Surgery is what orthopedic surgeons do, but RT, or reconstructive therapy, is a special treatment that we do in the office called orthopedic medicine, and that's where we find the problem. In other words, where did you do the injury? What discs have been injured? What bones have been injured? What attachment points, the rubber bands or ligaments, as they're called, that hold the bones in place? What damage has been done to those? And then we use a very tiny needle. Everybody says a needle. Well, yeah, we've got to do something to get you better. You would agree, Deborah, that those needles aren't too bad, right?
They're not bad at all. I look forward to going for my treatment because I know that maybe 5 minutes of a little bit uncomfortable can make 6 months be so much better. And they're not bad at all. I sing and hum to you during the treatments. But I look forward to going to visit you because I know that I'll be much better after that.
Well, you know, that's really true. What happens is with that needle, we put in just a little bit of natural irritating fluid into the areas where those rubber bands, those ligaments have been injured, where they attach to the bones or where they've been unattached to the bones, torn free. And that stimulates a repair or reconstructing process. Your body knows how to fix itself. And what we use is a mild inflammation in order to turn on the healing, because every medical student learns in the first year or second year of medical school, if they're paying attention, that inflammation is the first step for healing and repair. And what we do is start the repair process, which is why you noticed you felt better.
Absolutely. And I find myself going around and people are saying they're going to take Advil, and I'm saying, oh, no, don't take Advil. Don't take anti-inflammatory drugs. Let me tell you why. Because it's made such a difference in my life to be able to let my body heal itself. I walk around telling people this all the time.
It's kind of wonderful.
It is.
We'll pause for just a moment. It's about 20 minutes past the hour here on Stars 790 KBME with the best medical updates ever. Let's pause for this public service announcement. Today we're going to talk again about the Heimlich Institute in Ohio. I mentioned on an earlier show my story about my young daughter who has had the Heimlich done twice on her, once by me and once by herself, and that has certainly saved her life. The Heimlich Institute has a wonderful website, www.heimlichinstitute.org, and they have a whole variety of free materials on there for you. But one of the most interesting things they've put on lately is a report that for 40 years, the American Heart Association and the American Red Cross taught the public to perform mouth-to-mouth for heart attack and drowning victims. And during that period, no study was ever done to evaluate its success or failure. But on May 25th, 2000, a 7-year study by the University of Washington was reported in the prestigious New England Journal of Medicine and by the Associated Press. And the results showed that more heart attack victims died when they received mouth-to-mouth and chest compressions than when mouth-to-mouth was eliminated. So it seems mouth-to-mouth is responsible for thousands of needless deaths. And this year, the American Heart Association instructs 911 emergency telephone operators that they are not to teach callers faced with heart attack victims to use mouth-to-mouth. They're to teach only chest compressions. In addition, the American Heart Association now no longer requires professional or lay rescuers to use mouth-to-mouth for heart attacks. And, of course, there is the question that the exchange of saliva with mouth-to-mouth can spread AIDS, hepatitis, and herpes. And it seems that mouth-to-mouth might not be the most appropriate for you. Remember, the Heimlich maneuver is a life-saving maneuver. And to learn more about it, www.heimlichinstitute.org or call them at 513-559-2391. Now, Deborah, you were talking about being fairly seriously injured in this car accident. You were kind of tossed around on the inside.
Yeah, that's correct. I was tossed around in several different ways. I was in extreme pain. I lost a major amount of weight because I hurt so bad I just couldn't function. And after going through all the treatment and not getting any better, I started to become depressed. I mean, I just felt like every day was pain, and I wasn't myself. And after starting the treatment, I began to have hope again, and I began to know that if I continued on the program that I would get better. I didn't know that I would get as better as I am now, but I knew that there was hope for me. And so I did everything that I could do, everything you told me to do, exercises. I came diligently for treatment, and it's all paid off. So, I mean, just so much. I am so very thankful that I was, informed that you were there, because so many people don't know that they have these options. So many people just think that they have to have the surgery to get better. However, I think that the surgery would have been the wrong choice for me, because I see so many people that have neck surgery that just don't function anymore. Their life is not whole, and my life is more than whole. So.
Well, I would say your life is certainly more than whole, isn't it?
Yes.
And one of the concerns when we talk about surgery is you had seen, I think, a very competent surgeon described a very complex procedure, and that was to put in a bone graft or to kind of replace an area of a disc that was no longer being supportive of your neck, and then put in plates and screws in the front in order to make things more stable.
Absolutely. I saw not only one doctor, I saw two. I got a second opinion. One was an orthopedic surgeon, one was a neurosurgeon, and I was so upset with the first doctor's diagnosis that I thought, I've got to go to somebody else that can tell me something different. However, the neurosurgeon told me the exact same thing that the orthopedic surgeon told me. And so I came home with this on my mind, and my pain was so bad, I was actually starting to think that that was the only way, and then I found you. So Surgery is not an option in my life ever again for anything like that. I know that RT can fix, you know. And it's interesting. I had a tendon in my hip pelvis area, and when I went to your office, you saw that I could hardly get up and down out of the chair. I had been seeing a doctor here in Lake Charles for that, and I had been nursing it for 3 months and with no improvement. You told me that if I would come back the next morning, you would fix it. You did. I think you had 4 or 5 injections in that area that morning, and that has never been a problem again. I walked out of the office and never thought about it anymore. It was fixed. So my brother called me several years ago, had tennis elbow in both elbows so bad that he couldn't do his job. He owns a feed store, and he was having to lift bags of feed, and he said, what should I do? I thought a minute, and I said, Dr. T can help you. He went. You not only helped his elbows, you cured his psoriasis problem that he had had for a lifetime, 20-something years. My brother is still a patient of yours. My mother is a patient of yours. We just all...
Go on.
I said, we just all think the world of you. You're just, you have a different approach that so many people don't know about, and it works. It works every time. There's nothing, no treatment that you have given me that hasn't, you know, been a major improvement in my life. So I want people to know about that.
Well, thank you. And sharing on a show like this really does help spread the word. And what I'd like to say is that you and your family, of course, have been lucky, because not everything works all the time. But the most important part about our approach is that we attempt to align your treatment program with the healing that's already built into your body. God gave us the healing instructions, and we know that because when you break a bone, it immediately starts to set, even if the orthopedic surgeon doesn't straighten it out. When you get a cut, it immediately starts to heal, even though you might not need stitches. So what you have had is a wonderful result, and you didn't end up having that. What they were calling it was an anterior cervical fusion with a plate.
Right.
And you ended up not having that operation. But, you know, there are people who have had the operation and who still have pain. And sometimes RT, reconstructive therapy, can help stop the wobble that's going on in their neck and actually relieve their pain syndrome, even if surgery didn't, which is kind of fun.
The mere fact that, you know, you have this available for people so that they can have a choice. Your treatment is pretty much non-invasive. There's no recovery period. The hardest thing is getting to Humble and getting to your office. I mean, I live in Louisiana, which is 2.5 hours from where you are. But I made that trip on a very regular basis for a very long time because I was getting such good results.
It sure beat surgery, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I had several friends that have been in the same situation as I was in that have chosen to have the surgery. And, I mean, my life and their life are so totally different now because of our choices that I would love for more people to know that the option is available. And your first visit was then, I'm sure still is, absolutely free. We had an hour of consultation. And so that, you know, I felt like there was no risk taken there, and certainly a benefit came from it.
Well, you know, the real problem in identifying people for this is making sure that those who come in are very likely to get better. And so we encourage telephone consultations with our treatment assistants now to make sure that we have all the information, because with people like you, it's important that you understand exactly what you're going to go to the effort and expense and inconvenience for.
Right.
So we're always happy on the telephone to have folks or through the email to let us know what their problems are, send us their information, and we want to make sure we're selecting the right patients to get better. And, of course, you're one of those who's gotten very better without the surgery. You're taking no medications now, right?
None. Absolutely none.
And you're dancing at a championship level, which is strenuous activity.
Very strenuous, yes. And it's so good for me because I can be physically active. I keep my weight down. I have a wonderful blood pressure. I have virtually no health problems. some of that I feel like is because of the way I've really paid attention to my health and my body since I started treatment. I've improved my diet. I take good things in for my body, partially because of my neck, but I've had a overall change. I used to be sick more. I'm hardly ever sick now. So I feel like I've done good things for my body, and it's paid off.
You know, it's wonderful when we actually start a turnaround in our health rather than see things going downhill. We'll pause for a moment. It's about 30 minutes past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. You know, sometimes, especially when our attention is focused on our health problems, we forget that laughter is the best medicine. And our joke for today is quite simple. What's the difference between a general practitioner and a specialist? One treats what you have, the other thinks you have what he treats. And you know, it's kind of funny because a continuously expanding body of medical research now confirms that laughter is a powerful medicine in alleviating the impact that stressful events have on our lives and actually preventing accidents and reversing disease. Laughter is a happy and pleasant experience. It temporarily diverts our attention and dissipates our feelings of fear and isolation, anger, and physical pain, just like we're talking with Deborah about her neck and back pain. Laughter can be the doorway to purging harmful emotions and resolving mental tension. It's a form of therapy that encourages us to release the painful emotions of anger, fear, and boredom. Now, back to you, Deborah. Let's talk more about the fact that you were limited in your life. This accident happened almost 10 years ago, wasn't it?
Right. It was in August of 1994. For 2 months, I didn't even come to work. I was so severely, I was in pain. And after that, I was having physical therapy, chiropractor, deep tissue massage. I was on drugs, heavy duty. And I really couldn't do much of anything. I would come to work and put my head down on my desk and cry a lot because I had excruciating pain. I started to get a little bit better, I found that I began to be interested in things again. I began to have a hope that, you know, an excitement about my life. I would come back from treatment and I would be better at first only for 1 or 2 days, and then I would have the pain again. But as I had more treatment, my good days began to outnumber my bad days. And now, if I have any kind of pain, I find that strange because I have mostly good days.
I like the idea of mostly good days.
Mostly good days, yes.
I'd like to remind our listeners that this show depends on them to share their questions and ideas with me. What topics would you like to learn more about? Like, for instance, we're talking with Deborah today about neck pain and how to treat it. What other diseases and treatments would you like to hear? What nutritional supplements and what tests? Over the past 24 years, I've developed and improved integrative treatment programs to help many people suffering with frustrating illnesses, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, migraines, and other headaches, rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, hypoglycemia, diabetes, heart disease, even after surgery, and especially congestive heart failure, shortness of breath, poor circulation and leg pains, decreased memory, ulcerative colitis and other gut problems, frustrating skin conditions, disabling neck and back pains, like we're talking with Deborah, sports injuries and arthritis, and so on. So what disease problems would you like to know more about, and what books do you want me to review? What authors do you want me to interview? Many of the leading authors and newsletter editors in preventive medicine have been personal friends of mine for years. What questions do you want me to have them answer? I'll be presenting common problems that are seen in doctors' offices, the very reasons that you make office visits, and giving you practical hints on how you can better take care of yourself for best results. What problems do you want to learn more about? In my 25 years of practice, I've become acutely aware that very few people know simple, effective, and cost-conscious solutions that are available to help with their problems. And very few people realize that several of the problems for which they are seeing different specialists are often related to the same cause. For example, magnesium deficiency can show as anxiety, insomnia, restless sleep, arthritis pains, constipation, higher blood pressure, worsening heart problems, even poor memory. Correcting what is causing one problem might well give you improvements for several of the problems that frustrate and concern you. And that's what this show is all about. And that's what we're all about at Life Celebrating Health in Humble. Feel free to ask for a consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. You're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. And remember, we also depend on you to invite your family and friends to tune in and join us here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7. Now, Deborah, when you talk about having had pain and seeing friends who are in pain and talking with them about RT, reconstructive therapy, the treatment you got, what is their response?
Well, most people will listen. However, I don't think that most people really find that appealing. I don't know why. But most people will listen to me, and they see that I have made such good progress. However, they won't take the time to make that phone call and or make that trip or spend that money or whatever. But, you know, I am so thankful that I did that. I was to a point in my life where I felt like I was at a dead end. I had no choice. I had to do something, and that surgery was right there looking at me in the face, and I thought, I just can't do that. I have to find another way. And sometimes we have to become active in our own behalf. We have to do things that would, you know, will help us. And I think some people are more passive about that, medical doctors are the only way that we know. And I found such comfort in the fact that you are a medical doctor and you do other procedures. I found that very, very comforting. I felt very secure. And your staff is wonderful. I can't say enough good things. The girls that were there in 1998 when I started going are all still there. You have a wonderful family there, and they're very, very good.
You know, thanks for that compliment. We actually do feel we're kind of a family. And, you know, they take care of running things for me so that I can take care of patients, which to me is kind of a unique perspective. I actually have the time to spend with the patients.
Right.
And when you come in, you know, I have been asked in the past, well, are you really a medical doctor? And the answer is yes. And I think it's kind of funny because what I do is different than the other medical doctors that people have seen. And I have a simple explanation for that. If I did more of what they've already done for you, I couldn't get you better either. That didn't work.
Right.
And what we need is something different, and that's certainly what you got from us. And the different part is integrated with the basis of understanding how medical care works. It's in addition to, it's complementing what we have been trained in regular medicine. And this is, of course, the advanced form. This is integrating the new things with the old things.
Right.
Now, when you saw these doctors and were getting all these medications, you had cortisone, you had the anti-inflammatory and the pain medications, the muscle spasm relaxers, how quickly did you notice that those weren't making you better?
Well, I was in such bad pain. For two whole months, I didn't do anything. I mean, I was at home pretty much in bed. I couldn't even watch TV because it hurt to move my eyes. And I wasn't getting any better. I mean, two whole months passed, and there was no progress made. I was having physical therapy. And so after 2 months, they decided that I needed to have chiropractic and deep tissue massage. And 4 months later, my chiropractor told me that something was wrong, something was bad wrong. He said, you're better for 2 days, and then you come in and you're back to zero again. He said, I don't understand. And I just went home and cried. I felt like it was something that I was doing wrong. And so at that time, he recommended that I go back to my orthopedic surgeon and have the myelogram. And so the myelogram was scheduled. And when I went back after the myelogram, my orthopedic surgeon said, I had no idea that, what kind of pain you were really in. He said, you have two completely crushed vertebrae in your neck, you know, and that's when he gave me 21 pages describing the surgery. So I felt like at that time that I had to get another opinion. I went to a neurosurgeon, and the neurosurgeon told me that I could buy some time with a cortisone pack. And so I took the cortisone, and during that 18-month period, as when I got a little better from the cortisone, but then I slipped back again. And that is the time that I started seeing you. And I think it was November of 1998. And at first, I went quite frequently. I always have two treatments. I go to Houston usually on Tuesday or Wednesday morning. I have a treatment. I go back to my hotel. I spend the night, and then I go back the next day and have another treatment and then drive home. It's a 2.5-hour drive, so I want to make it worth my while I'm there. And I think that was originally was your idea, but it's been a great idea. I find that two treatments back-to-back help me so much that I feel that it's worth every minute of time that I've gotten to spend over there. So, and I make my trips fun. There's a wonderful mall right by you. So after I have treatment, I run to the mall. So I make it into a fun time. So that that I've had to go many times. So it's all been very uplifting, and I feel like. Thanks to you and your wonderful treatment and all the discoveries that you've made concerning people's health, you've just been an angel in my life.
Well, thanks. You know, it ought to be a fun thing to get better.
It is.
You know, we sometimes forget that spiritual centering is an important part of healing, getting better and staying healthier. Today's verse is from a Swedish proverb, and this is, shared joy is a double joy. Shared sorrow is half a sorrow. So we'd like to encourage you to talk with your friends, just like Deborah has talked about talking with hers, or make a new one if you need to, so that we can talk with people who can help understand our needs in this life. You know, Deborah, you talked about how when you were losing hope about getting better, you went home and you cried after talking with the surgeon. You know, we've had so many people come in and say, you're just going to have to learn to live with it, with the pain. That's what their doctors told them.
Mm-hmm. Well, then they told me that there was no way that I could avoid the surgery, that I would have to have the surgery. And so at that particular point, I thought, gosh, you know, that's the only option I have. And I mean, it was a bad, bleak option. It was a pretty major surgery, and I would have to wear a hard neck brace for 3 months and have someone drive me around. I'm single, I live alone, and I live about 11 miles out in the country, so that's all I could think about is how in the world is this gonna happen. I couldn't see. So when I was given another option here, I was so thankful. My mother, all of her life has been concerned with health and concerned with how we can stay healthy and sort of act as our own representatives in our health care, and she's been, you know, just an angel on the other side, encouraging me and helping me to find a way to see you and to have your treatment and to make sure that I had time to do my exercises and do all the things that I think those parts of your program are so helpful, and in addition to the RT, all the things together, I'm just an example of what can happen.
Oh, you certainly are. And what you're describing, you know, is holistic medicine or treating the whole person.
Right.
Because, you know, once you get someone turned around in their life, what they have to understand is that aging is something that we normally associate with declining function, that the older you get, the worse it gets, and especially once you've been injured, just like you.
Right.
And I'd like to ask you now, when you talk about dancing, that's a pretty strenuous activity. Do you hurt afterwards?
No. I did for a long time at first when I was before I started to really be better. But no, I don't. I think that it's good for me. I use my neck, I use my head, my muscles, my arms in dance, as well as, you know, my whole body is involved. And so I think that that's good. I'm getting exercise that I might not get otherwise. Everybody, all of my doctors, you included, say that that's a real good thing for me to do, and I feel like it is too. I feel exhilarated. I can feel a little bad when I go to dance. I, you know, may have a sore shoulder or something, and you start to dance and you forget about all that. So, and the exercise has definitely been good for my problem because I'm able to do that on a very regular basis, almost pain-free now.
Kind of helps work it out, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. I was doing exercises. I still do my exercises to kind of stretch out the muscles and stuff, but the dance is kind of like an inbuilt exercise, and it keeps everything mobile, keeps all the adrenaline going and all the good things flowing through your body. So.
And the reason all this works is because this little treatment, reconstructive therapy, has actually strengthened, reconstructed those ligaments, those rubber bands that hold your bones together. And that's the magic of this, is that your body can actually heal the way things are expected to. It's now about 45 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. For your better health, I'd like to share with you this special announcement. Want to influence a child's life? Then wear your seatbelt. Research shows that when a driver doesn't wear a seatbelt, 70% of the time the children in that car don't either. And this is meant not just for parents, for the grandparents as well. An unbuckled child is in danger. Traffic crashes are the leading cause of death for children. Help us stop unbuckled adults from endangering children's lives. Support stronger enforcement of seatbelt and child passenger safety laws. And please, buckle up, Texas. There's just too much to lose. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge and Buckle Up Texas. Now, what you were talking about, Deborah, in terms of feeling better and getting out and moving around, that's the whole point of doing any medical treatment program, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. I think it's important that we are able to get up of a morning and look forward to our life and be excited about our going to our jobs and doing our extracurricular activities. And I was at a point where I dreaded to wake up because I knew it was going to be a horrible day. However, with the treatment and with all the healing that I've done and all the good things that I've done for my body, I am so excited about life. I'm so excited about going to work. I'm very excited about my extracurricular activities. So that just, I think that just turns everything around. I was in doom and gloom and here I found a way to have excitement in my life again and about my life again.
So. Oh gosh, yes. You know, they talk, life begins at 40 unless of course you're injured or sick. And then it seems like it's all downhill from there. And it shouldn't be.
Right. Right. Absolutely right. I can't say enough about if you have any kind of pain like that, orthopedic kind of pain, to give this a try because it has certainly worked. And you know, my orthopedic surgeon gave me a list of people to call that had had the surgery. And I called several of those people, and I had such an ill feeling after these phone conversations. They were going through horrible times. They had had surgery like a year before, and they still weren't able to function. Some of them hadn't even gone back to work. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, you know, I just didn't want to go down that road, and the way I feel now, I don't think I will ever have to have the surgery. I think that I am so much healed inside that I don't think the surgery could have done what you've done for me. I'm healed the right way. I don't have a plate and screws holding me together. My body has healed itself to the point where I can function again. And that was a hard theory for me to understand when you first explained it, but it made sense. It made sense that your body has swelling or has pain or has irritation because it's in trouble. And if you let your body naturally take over, but we're such a fast society, we have to get back to work, so we have to take all the medicine so that we don't hurt or we don't feel or we don't have inflammation. And I've learned that that's the wrong way. We have to take time to let our bodies heal themselves, thanks to you.
And we certainly do take that time and get the benefit from it. And Deborah Weeks from Lake Charles, Louisiana, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your story. It's been wonderful.
Thank you, Dr. Trowbridge. I've enjoyed it.
Well, have a great day and a great life. You know, what's the take-home message from talking with Deborah today? Well, the simple story is that pain is something that really gets in the way of our life. And one of our slogans is get out of your pain and get on with your life. So Isn't it interesting that there is a treatment program available that can help someone like Deborah and other friends of hers who've also had injuries and so on, something that can help you heal your back or neck or other joints naturally with no daily drugs, no surgery, something that can help you see quick relief from back or neck or other joint pain, and something where you can enjoy the permanent results that you've long wished for. That's what reconstructive therapy is all about. You regain normal function, and you do what you want to again. And indeed, it's reconstructive therapy. It's not pain management, not pain maintenance. You see, as we restore more normal function, then the pain goes away, and we restore the function by restoring the structure that's damaged or injured. We do this safely with virtually no downtime and very few side effects. You can see your back or neck or other joints stronger than ever before. We can actually build them back beyond what they were, so they're harder to injure. And this is meaning you're able once again to do more than you ever looked forward to. You can optimize your performance. This is terribly important for sports professionals as well as those weekend warriors on the tennis court or the golf course. You can possibly delay arthritis coming on, and you can improve your back or neck or other joints, usually about 9 times out of 10, and you get back to work and play. It works brilliantly for almost any back or neck or other joint pain or limitation, and is certainly something that we encourage you to look into. So, when we talk about getting better in life, there's other things besides reconstructive therapy injection treatments. Now, last week we talked about heart attack and how to get better from that, and today we're going to revisit with a wonderful mineral called magnesium. Today's program of Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge has been brought to you not by the number 7 and not by the letter M, but instead by the mineral magnesium because it is so valuable for your health. About 400 milligrams daily is what you require, and you may be deficient if you have heart disease problems. In a study published in 1988 in the Archives of Internal Medicine, 38 patients with ischemic heart disease, that means the kind that you think of with heart attacks, were admitted to a coronary care unit with suspected heart attacks, and they were compared to people using what's called an IV magnesium loading test. Not anything you need to worry about, but it's a special way of measuring magnesium levels inside your body. The average magnesium retained was 34% compared to 5% in the control patients, the ones who were not there for a heart attack. And there was no real difference between those with a confirmed heart attack and those without one. Also, in a group of 9 patients with heart disease, the mean or the average magnesium retention was 57%. Patients receiving diuretics, very common for high blood pressure and heart disease, retained more magnesium than those who were not receiving the diuretics, again confirming the observations that water pills push out minerals such as magnesium. And it turns out that diuretics contribute to magnesium deficiency but are not the only cause. And what's important in all of this is that magnesium deficiency is what we see on the average when people come in with heart attacks. So the question is, do you want to treat that when you come in for the heart attack, or do you want to treat it ahead of time so that you don't have the deficiency and perhaps delay the onset of the heart attack? Magnesium deficiency is associated with an increased risk of coronary artery disease, heart artery disease, sudden cardiac death. You know, about 40% of the people who have their first heart attack simply wake up dead. Myocardial infarction, that's heart attack itself, and ventricular tachyarrhythmias. Those are the bad ones that you hear about where someone has a heart attack and then gets a heart rhythm disturbance and ends up dropping dead. It turns out that the basis of anti-ischemic and anti-arrhythmic, in other words, no heart attack, no rhythm disturbance, is magnesium in the heart. Supplementation may reduce the risk of cardiac rhythm disturbances and angina, where it's actually a heart spasm. In other words, the blood vessels are going into spasm. They're not actually blocked. But going into spasm can also reduce the blood flow, and you can actually have death as part of your heart attack problem. So we'd like to just advise you that supplementation may prevent calcification of the blood vessels, in other words, hardening of the arteries, and the development of atherosclerosis, and that was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition in 1974. What I'm sharing with you are not just good ideas, but good ideas for better health, because what we're looking at is an opportunity for you to see that there is good science and good research on magnesium and heart disease. 17 patients on their first day following coronary bypass surgery, the heart bypass surgery, were studied, and this was reported in Anesthesiology in 1991. The IV magnesium, in other words, giving the magnesium in the vein through the little IV bag that's hanging there, was found to help prevent the blood pressure raising effects of epinephrine, one of the drugs that's often used, without affecting the heart rate or function, suggesting that small doses of magnesium after heart artery bypass surgery may be beneficial in preventing the rhythm disturbances and that constriction or spasm of the coronary arteries. Now, what's important about this is that we see these effects of magnesium because people are generally low in magnesium. What's important is that in the old days, the diet that we had when we were running around in our historical past was fruits, berries, whatever else we could gather. And it turns out that magnesium was about 15 times greater in our diet than it is now. In other words, in the old days, our system grew up knowing that magnesium was an important metal. And just to make the story a bit more complicated, as it always has to be, magnesium seems to be the only mineral that is reverse treated by your body. In other words, when you're low in zinc or copper, or chromium, selenium, and so on, your body opens the gates so that when you take in this, either in food or as a supplement, you absorb more of it because your body is looking for it. Magnesium works quite the opposite, and that is that when you're low in it, you actually absorb less of it. In other words, the situation gets only worse. Now, some people will think, well, I ought to run out to the store and get some magnesium. And again, the forms of magnesium are very important. Some are highly absorbable. Some are not absorbable at all. And the cheap ones are the ones that are frequently found in nutritional supplements. So you do have to be careful in that regard. However, we do want you to talk in terms of eating magnesium-rich foods, and if it's green, it's probably got magnesium in it. That's one of the little hints, because magnesium is the active mineral in chlorophyll, the same way that iron is the active mineral in hemoglobin. So we want you to remember that eating a diet with a rainbow of colors is very important to maintaining better health. More about that later. Next time, we'll share some other special features with you. We'll be talking about how sweet it is, but those who suffer with it would prefer not. You probably have already figured that out, but it's really important because it determines better health. We'll also talk about a rising disease problem that is really lots of different problems seen by many doctors, treated poorly by most of them because they actually miss the diagnosis. And that indeed is very important. If you don't have the target, it's kind of hard to hit it. So we'll be talking about those in our upcoming program. Our production engineer today is Mark Fisher, production assistant Catherine Hill. Thanks for joining me today to learn more practical pointers that can help you regain and maintain better health. Audiotape and CD copies of the show are available for your personal reference and to share with family and friends. Simply call 1-800-FIX-PAIN. For details, I invite your feedback. What do you want to hear more about? What questions do you want answered? Who would you like for me to interview? Please share your ideas by email, info@healthchoicesnow.com, by fax, 281-540-4329, by mail, call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for the address, or feel free to call to talk with one of our treatment assistants and let us know what you want to hear or what information we might send to you. Receive our free e-newsletter simply by sharing your email address with us, and enjoy the free downloads available on our website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Join us for our 25th anniversary party, a silver anniversary celebration at Life Celebrating Health on Thursday, November 20th, from 4 to 6 p.m. We're next to Northeast Medical Center Hospital near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for directions or a map. We'd love to show you where better health happens. Remember, if your money, your time, your effort, your comfort, or even your life is at stake, Get the very best answers and the very best treatment you can find. Rely on experts who can make sense out of your problems, who have the experience to produce results for you. When life is your choice, failure is not an option. Our message is one of hope for a healthier future, and we aim to produce those results for you. Invite your family and friends to join me next week, Saturday morning from 6 to 7 a.m., on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Exclusively on Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. Have a great day and a wonderful week.